This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Finally, towards the end of the week. Coming to you live. Well, I guess this is the end of the week, isn't it? Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Couple of announcements I want to welcome to the fold. KPJC out of Oregon. That was interesting because they found the show on Ammoland.com, and they started pushing inquiries, and come to find out, Genesis Communications supplies them with plenty of programming, and now Lock and Load is there. So that's some good stuff. It's always nice, especially on that coast. Welcome to KBJC. Now, around about the end of this month, I'm going to have to take some time off. There's a story that is 7 years in the making that I will share with you one day, but it comes to a culmination at the end of this month when I move. So I will be spending some time moving. I've got to get everything in place before I can do the show, which I have never... In the entire time I've been doing radio, I've only ever done it out of this studio, so I've never actually set another studio up. It's not going to be that hard to do. I know how to do it. I can get it done. It's just going to take a little bit of time. So I'm looking at probably two Fridays from now. Yeah, the 31st, and I will probably be out of the loop for about a week while I get everything settled in and hooked up and tested and ready to go and ready to run. Stay tuned. We'll be here. We'll be here putting things together. But in the meantime, just so you know. Now then, in 2013, Harry Reid and the Democrats changed the Senate rules to eliminate filibusters for all presidential nominations, with the exception of Supreme Court justices. That was the beginning of the death knell for the whole 60-vote rule. This is, and also, the whole supposition that the Senate is the upper house. This was an unmistakable signal that the Democrats will do whatever it is necessary to promote their agenda when they are in power. And as soon as they are in a position where the 60-vote rule stands in the way of passing their agenda, that too will be gone. Now, the Republicans are in power in both the executive and legislative branches of the government, but do not control 60 votes in the Senate. If they let the 60-vote rule stand in their way, they are kidding themselves, and they're hurting themselves, and they're hurting us all at the same time. They're kidding themselves if they think the 60-vote rule will be useful to them if the Democrats regain the power the Republicans now have. It will not. Next time around, when Schumer's in charge, the 60-vote rule will be eliminated. He will say it's because of the obstruction. He will say he has to do it in order to move forward for the will of the people. He will say he has to do the people's business, and he has to do the work of Congress and of the United States, and he will eliminate it. Now, the voting public heard, we can't do anything because we only control the House of Representatives. Then they heard that we can't do anything because we only control the House and Senate. And now, we can't do it because we don't have 60 votes in the Senate. Republicans. You need to get a new, instead of trying to change this dynamic from that side, you need to go ahead while you have the power and do it, because it's going to happen to you. Now, for the next 22 months or so, the Republicans control the presidency, sort of, the House and the Senate. And the political winds seem to favor them in the next election, but who knows what can happen between now and then. Trump and the Republicans must pass enough of their agenda in the coming 22 months to make believers out of the voting public. Economic issues should take center stage. The gun issues are coming along. They're not, you know, for some people, they're not coming nearly as fast, but Trump hasn't been president 60 days yet. So, you know, he's moving along. He's already done the Social Security thing. He's getting ready to do the veterans thing. He's getting ready to look at the hearing protection thing and then the concealed carry reciprocity thing. Things are happening. The key here is to get the economy humming along nicely by election time 2018 and to have an impact on the coming midterm elections. Health care, tax reform, and infrastructure improvement must be passed this year. The Republicans should be slamming through bills on all three of these by October of this year. If mistakes are made due to the haste, you know, okay, they can be fixed. If the 60-vote rule threatens to even delay implementation on any of those issues, this is when McConnell has to step up and eliminate it. Period. He has to eliminate it. It won't help Republicans in the future, and it can only hurt them now. Now, this is only possible. I have serious doubts that this will happen. Scandals and a relentlessly antagonistic press and international issues and problems will all distract from the laser-like focus on economic problems that will be required for this to come to pass. But I would love it if you would make me wrong on this. I really, really would. Make me wrong on this. Now, what we have to do, we have to get some laws passed. And then at all costs, we have to maintain control of at least one House of Congress from now on. This means, Republicans, you're going to have to perform. You're going to have to deliver. No more of the status quo. No more of the stepping up, saying, you know, decorum and committees and hearings and all this other stuff. Actually moving the ball forward. You're going to have to do that. If you don't, then we're going to fail. If we fail, you will fail. You have everything right now, the whole enchilada. There's no reason you can't do it. If the Democrats get in the way, fine. Defang them. Take out the 60-vote rule. It's going to be gone anyway. The next time Schumer, when it becomes Majority Leader Schumer, it will be gone. And then it won't matter what you think or do or say. It won't matter whether you're the kinder or gentler, because they're going to ram there. They're going to ram the agenda hard as they can, every chance they get. They're going to demonize you and vilify you no matter how much you play ball. So stop playing ball and just take it. You're going to be demonized and vilified anyway, so just, okay, fine. Go execute the will of your constituents, of the people that put you in there. I'm tired of hearing, well, if we only had this and we only had that. You have it all now. You have the means at your disposal to make this happen. Go and make it happen. Please. I don't know what it's going to take to get you guys to understand that. It's almost like I don't have any problem with being mule-headed, but I mean, it's pretty stupid to get out there and keep doing the same things over and over again and expect this time to make the difference. Don't worry about being kinder or gentler. Be effective. Execute the will of your constituents. Make this Trump presidency a success. The country is a success. You're a success. You get to stay in power. It's all good to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection, This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. I don't know what was going on with that. Did it sound like I was coming through okay to you? Jason? Oh, well. That didn't sound right when initially. That's okay. Obamacare. Obamacare was a gun control initiative as one of the things it had that built into it. It was also a way to take over 1/6 of the economy. And it's a disaster. Premiums have increased. Deductibles have increased. Trying to get a full-time job, which is 40 hours of work, is impossible. And most people have had their hours cut to part-time status so the employers do not have to pay for health insurance. The federal government dictates the coverage in your health insurance plan. And the Republicans are divided. Surprise. Trump, Ryan, and the supporters of the Ryan plan are taking heat from the political left, the right, the center, and the opposition party. Here's a question. Do we need a federal government health plan to replace a bad federal government health plan? Any plan, no matter how well-intended, will be another version of Obamacare because it attempts to be a complex plan regulating 1/6 of the economy. The premise of a federal plan is that the federal government should have a plan. And that's just wrong. Now, the supposed reason for Obamacare was that there were many uninsured, not that they did not receive health care. The real question is to have affordable health insurance. Government cannot dictate affordable health insurance or affordable anything for that matter. There must be free market competition among insurance companies and among medical providers with informed consumers to make choices. Taking the choice from them, taking all of those things from them just means you're trying to create one size fits all and it never does. Health insurance should be treated like any other insurance policy. You should be able to select a policy designed specifically for your needs from a cafeteria-type plan with basic mandated coverage such as surgery, hospital care, yearly exams, and diagnostic exams. But you should be able to elect, if you want, physical therapy, chiropractic care, psychiatric care, pregnancy, and others that may not apply to you. I do not need, for example, pregnancy care. I don't currently need physical therapy. Psychiatric care, that's probably, some of you would probably debate that. You should be able to select the deductibles so that you can then afford to lower the premium. Coverage for pre-existing diseases is a more complicated issue. We could have time periods from immediate coverage up to 12 months or more with different premiums for each. There could be tax credits for those who cannot afford coverage for pre-existing diseases. One popular proposal is to expand health savings accounts. You deposit your money into the account, deduct that amount from your gross income to reduce your taxable income, and then pay your medical bills from this account. This is another complicated tax scheme where you use your own money to pay medical bills with government supervision. It is simpler and achieves the same result if you simply deduct from gross income all your medical expenses in addition to the cost of health insurance premiums. High deductible insurance plans are a good idea to reduce premiums. You are self-insured for expenses up to whatever amount you choose. This will force you to shop around for prices on drugs and services and maintain a healthy lifestyle to reduce the medical care you need. Other free market ideas are requiring doctors and hospitals to list the cost of their services and allowing insurance companies to advertise plans and rates to solicit nationwide, just as they do for home and auto and life insurance. So I have to ask again, why would we replace Obamacare with another government health plan? We should debate whether we need the federal government to an Obama-type plan and real debate on the proposals. The push for Obamacare was a political move. Whole goal was to control one-sixth of the economy. We need less regulation, and we need more free market competition. Remove the barriers to competition and let the free market work. Trump would have been better off passing tax reform immediately before dealing with the Obamacare swamp. Ryan has proposed a three-phase bill program to repeal and replace Obamacare because they can do the first bill with a majority vote and the rest with 60 votes, assuming that McConnell will get rid of the cloture. Or will not get rid of cloture. The Democrats will not vote for any Trump plan because they are out to destroy Trump's agenda before the 2018 election. So why try to fix the mess created solely by Obama and the Democrats when the Democrats will not help? Why should they take the blame for trying to fix Obamacare when all the critics refer to it as Obamacare Lite and Democrats obstruct every move to pass a health care bill solely for political purposes? Repeal it now in its entirety, then pass specific bills to allow for free market competition. Or if you're not going to do that, just let it crash. Then repeal it in its entirety and then pass bills to deal with the specific issues to allow for free market competition instead of trying to do this complex, comprehensive plan that everyone is criticizing. The priority is to get rid of Obamacare, not to have an immediate replacement. Let it crash. Let it crash and let the Democrats own it. They're the ones that put it out there. Let them own it. Let them take credit for the crash, and you take credit for fixing the mess. How is it that I've never served a day in any political office, and I know that's the way to go? How? And why am I not hearing some of these guys talking about this? Why is Ryan talking about replacing it? Who's he listening to? Which consultant thinks that's a splendid idea that's told him that? Coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I'm a little troubled by this because this man has no business being involved in any of this. He is one of 100, and that's all he is. And he's a loser in certain ways. That, when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
If you see it on the website, that means it is in stock. Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com.
I played the audio for you yesterday on this, where John McCain, speaking of Rand Paul, said the senator from Kentucky is working for Vladimir Putin. And I do not say that lightly. What did Senator Paul do to deserve being called a hireling of Vladimir Putin? He declined to support McCain's call for a unanimous Senate vote to bring Montenegro into NATO as the 29th member of a Cold War alliance President Trump has called obsolete. Montenegro is bordered by Croatia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Serbia, Kosovo, and Albania. And they have the population roughly that of Washington, D.C., and they sit on the western coast of the most volatile peninsula in Europe. What strategic benefit would we get with them as an ally? Now, historically, the Balkans have been an incubator of war. In the 19th century, Otto von Bismarck predicted that when the Great War came, it would come out of some damn fool thing in the Balkans. And so it did when the Austrian Archduke was assassinated in Sarajevo, June 28, 1914, by Serbian ethno-nationalist Gavrilo Princip. So aflame with ethnic, civil, and sectarian war in the 1990s, the Western Balkans are again in political turmoil. Milo Djukanovic, the longtime Montenegrin prime minister, who resigned on election day in October, claims that he was targeted for assassination by Russia to prevent Montenegro's accession to NATO. Russia denies that. But on the Senate floor, McCain raged at Rand Paul, "You are achieving the objectives of Vladimir Putin, trying to dismember this small country, which has already been the subject of an attempted coup." Now, if Montenegro, which is awash in corruption and crime, is on the verge of an uprising or coup, why would we issue a war guarantee that would vault us into a confrontation with Russia without a full Senate debate? The vote that needs explaining here is not Rand Paul's. It is the vote of those senators who are handing out U.S.-NATO war guarantees to countries most Americans could not find on a map. And is no one besides Paul asking the relevant questions here? You know, here's a couple. What vital U.S. interest is imperiled and who comes to power in Podgorica or Montenegro? Why cannot Europe handle this problem in its own backyard? Isn't that why we have the European Union to deal with this? Isn't that why they put this together? Has Trump given McCain, who wanted Bush to intervene in a Russia-Georgia war over South Ossetia, carte blanche to hand out war guarantees to unstable Balkan states? Did Trump approve the expansion of NATO into all the successor states born of the bloody breakup of Yugoslavia? The answer to both of those is no. No, he didn't give carte blanche, and no, he's not trying to expand NATO. He's actually sort of trying to either get him to put up or shut up. Or is McCain trying to hijack U.S. foreign policy on NATO and Russia? Trump should be telling, and maybe he will, you know, he hasn't done it yet, but Trump should tell the Senate, no more admissions to NATO, no more U.S. war guarantees unless I have recommended or approved them. Foreign policy is made in the White House, not on the Senate floor. See, McCain is trying to swing a little higher than his pay grade is going to allow him to swing. Indeed, what happened to the foreign policy America voted for? Reapproachment with Russia and anti-U.S. wars in the Middle East and having rich allies share more of the cost of their own defense. It is the U.S., not NATO defense spending, that is rising to more than $50 billion this year. And today we learned the Pentagon has drawn up plans for the insertion of 1,000 more U.S. troops into Syria. While the ISIS caliphate seems doomed, this six-year Syrian war is far from over. An al-Qaeda subsidiary, the Nusra Front, has become the most formidable rebel fighting group. Syria's army, with the backing of Russia, Iran, Hezbollah, and Shiite militias from across the Middle East, has carved out most of the territory it needs. The Turkish army is now in Syria, but besides its rebel allies, their main enemy, Syria's Kurds, who are America's allies. From our longest war, Afghanistan, comes word from U.S. General John Nicholson that we and our Afghan allies are in a stalemate with the Taliban, and he's going to need a few thousand more U.S. troops to augment the 8,500 Trump left behind when he decided to create that vacuum. Some 5,000 U.S. troops are in Iraq helping to liberate Mosul from ISIS. In Kabul, Baghdad, and Damascus, terrorist bombings are a weekly, if not a daily, occurrence. Then there's a U.S. troop buildup in Poland and the Baltic, and the U.S. deployment of a missile defense system in South Korea after multiple missile tests in the north, and Russia and China talking up upgrading their nuclear arsenals to counter U.S. missile defenses in Poland, Romania, and South Korea. In and around the waters of the Persian Gulf, United States warships are harassed by Iranian patrol boats as Tehran test fires anti-ship and anti-aircraft missiles to send the Americans a message. Attack us and it will not be a cakewalk war, is what they're trying to say. With the death of communism and the end of the Cold War and the collapse of the Bushite New World Order, America needs a new grand strategy built upon a solid foundation of America First. I'll say this quite easily. Obama was president because McCain didn't know how to run a campaign. Obama talked about what he was going to do. McCain talked about Obama. That's the way that worked out. That's what Hillary did. Hillary did it last time. She talked about Trump. Trump was talking about what he was going to do. So, bearing all of that in mind, McCain needs to be the senior senator from Arizona. He doesn't need to be calling out these other senators. That Rule 19 should have been invoked right then and there, but it wasn't. Somebody needs to tell the senior senator from Arizona to shut up, sit down. You know, if he wants to go out there and have a little fisticuffs with old Rand Paul, that's fine. Rand's a little younger, and he'll probably dust him up. We're about to head into hour number two. When we get back, Tom in Baltimore, if you'll hold on, if you don't mind holding on through the break, we will get back. She's going straight to the phones. Hour number two, though, is looming. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Okay, I don't know what I was looking at, thinking that we had switched, but you know what? Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Going to the phones, Tom in Baltimore wants to talk about health care. Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you if I heard you right. Were you saying that health care should be denied to old people and sick little children, that you don't want to help them out? Isn't that just un-American?
Did I say that?
I was calling to get clarification.
I did not say that.
So you don't want any health bill to help them out?
What did we have before?
But we had people that were sick and hurting and feeling bad, and it was just wrong.
Well, yeah, but see, the thing is that they're, like, in my state, right, the state of South Carolina, if you don't have health insurance, they cannot deny you medical care anyway.
Mm.
And they can't take every dime you got either.
And you know what I say, Big Daddy? I say, you know what? Life is hell sometimes. And you know what? If you got to take someone else's money to make yourself feel better or get well, that's just not the right way to do it, is it?
Well, no. I mean, if they were to take and just throw open the insurance market, right? When I was in the hospital with the heart attack, a couple things happened. The first thing that happened, before I ever checked out of the hospital, when I was still in the cardio ICU, a lot of the people that I, and you wouldn't believe how many medical bills you incur in the middle of a heart attack, so many people coming in with a slice of the pie, because that's how it takes that to keep you going, a bunch of them put me in collections before I'd finished my stay.
Absolutely.
I got billed for so many things I didn't know about, and I mean, like rolls of toilet paper. I was not allowed to use the restroom, and yet I got charged for two rolls of toilet paper a day. And for the first 6 days that I was there, I didn't use any toilet paper.
clearly I was playing with you when I first called. But that's the kind of reaction you get from a lot of people. I know in the city where I used to work, there was a hospital called Church Home Hospital.
Right.
They would not turn anybody away. You could come in there with a stubbed toe. They would take care of you. And believe me, that local community took advantage of it to the point where Church Home Hospital in southeast Baltimore went out of business. It was a, they said there wasn't a dry eye in the hospital the day they had to close. They hung on for many, many years. But you know what? That's what America is supposed to be about. With our liberties come responsibilities, but no one can force those responsibilities. You're supposed to be charitable because we're good, God-fearing people. And they were, and so were a lot of people, and there's still a lot of people like that in America. But when you have half the population who don't care, and the only thing they care about is taking advantage of other people, it makes it hard for places like Church Home Hospital to continue to give their charity like they did. And it's a shame, it really is. You know, the Constitution, it doesn't authorize the federal government to provide health care to anybody.
No.
Not at all.
You know, when you look at the way this is set up, I mean, what they envisioned was that everybody would enroll and that the young people paying more than they needed to would pay for the old people that actually are using it. So it's basically a pyramid scheme. It was a pyramid scheme to begin with. The only problem is they could not, while they could say that there was a mandate to pay it, that's really hard to enforce.
Absolutely. They're playing God. Isn't that what it's always about? And like you've always said about the guns, and I believe this to be true about health care and anything else they try to pawn off on us. And that's what it is, because they don't give us anything good. It's all about people control. And I had a golden opportunity today. I'll leave with this so that people can get in. Kathleen Sebelius, do you remember who she was?
Oh, yeah, the HHS secretary.
She was on Washington Journal this morning. In fact, it was a half-hour segment. Anybody can go to C-SPAN, and you can hear me halfway through it. 15 minutes into the interview, I got through, and I got a chance to ask her the grand question that seemingly nobody else cares about. And I simply said, you know, I wanted to ask you this, Ms. Sebelius. Do you ever wonder, and was there much discussion, because I find it missing in the discussions that we hear today relative to health care, was there discussion about the Constitution and its enumerated powers, and the fact that the federal government was never given the power of creating such a huge creation as the health care initiative? You know what her answer was, and you only get to get one question, then you don't get a retort. But she said, you know what, Tom, that was settled 50 years ago with Medicare and Medicaid. It was a great program. And if I had the chance to retort, I would have told her, ma'am, you know, they were not as horrible as what you and Obama came up with, but certainly they were an excursion into socialism, just like Social Security. You know, we learned in school that the Tennessee Valley Act and all the few other times that our government strayed into the area of socialism were mistakes that we made. But you know what? Let's learn from history and not do it again. She's using these mistakes to say, you know what? We made the mistake. Let's just keep going with it. Let's just keep trudging on into socialism. And that's why I've told you before, this country has got to split. They want socialism. We can't force our way of life on them, sticking to the Constitution, that they don't mind ceding their authority given to the people, to judges and courts and politicians. Let them have half the country. Let us go.
Well, the problem would be they couldn't tell you which half they want. They would want all of it.
And they want us, of course, you know.
The other part of it, is that if you were – see, and you know this. I mean, no matter what – they'll say they want this, and you give it to them. And then that's not enough. They got to go to the next step. Their problem is that they believe that they are so smart that they can take the whole socialism, communism thing, which has failed numerous times. And they say that the reason it has failed so many times is because they haven't done it yet. It hadn't been done right yet.
Well, of course, you know, their way is the right way.
Of course.
And we will comply. That's the bottom line in their mind, right?
Well, it's the bottom line. But, I mean, like I said, all of these fights and riots and everything they're doing, they're doing them in these democratically held enclaves where they're not particularly gun friendly.
I don't think they realize what our type of people are like. You know, we'll turn a cheek or two, but we know when the time comes to actually do something, they're going to be shocked, aren't they?
Well, they're going to be shocked.
They're going to be shocked.
They're going to come around the corner, and about 10 or 11 pipe hitters are going to be sitting there waiting on them, people that have taken oaths to defend the country that don't care if they live or die. They just want to do this one mission, and they're going to do that mission, and they'll succeed. They're not going to die because these people aren't combatants. They talk it. They talk the talk, but they cannot walk it. So,
and, you know, people like us will not do anything until it's absolutely justified and lawful and legal to do so. But they don't realize how close they're coming to that point with the things they're doing. They're so violent that I'm surprised that someone has not. I got to give it to the people who've been attacked by them. They've really shown a lot of reserve and not taking it all the way, because in a couple of instances, they've been justified.
Well, I mean, most people out there, Tom, are just sheepish. You know, I mean, they're not combatants to begin with. I mean, I did a story last night about Michael Savage getting attacked, 75-year-old dude living in San Francisco, talking the talk that he talks. Not taking steps to defend himself. He's just out there with his poodle. You got to be more than a good talker. I'm about to run out of time. Thank you very much for the call, sir. Good call.
Hey, happy St. Patty's Day.
All right. Thank you. This time we're actually going to go into the next hour. I absolutely hate being messed up on that, but that's okay. I got 2 hours to fix it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.